proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. God's mighty power is displayed in the miracle he performs. One of the best-known miracles in the Old Testament is found in the book of Exodus. Here, the Red Sea parted, allowing the children of Israel to escape the hand of the Egyptians. But before we go any farther, what, pray tell, is a miracle? Many people would say that a miracle is simply something that happens that cannot be explained. However, a better definition is from Baker's Dictionary of the Bible that says that a miracle is an event in the external world brought about by the immediate agency or the simple volition of God. In other words, a miracle is something that only God can do. The word for miracle in Hebrew is ot, which is translated as sign as well. This word also depicts something lifted up, like a raising of a flag or a banner. The modern Hebrew word for miracle is nes, giving it the same idea. The Hebrew letters for nes is nun and samech that form this word. Now, these letters are also the root or the shoresh for the word nisayon, which means test or challenge. This background is important as we discuss the miracles in the Bible. God performed miracles in order to show his mighty works, to create order, and to act as a sign. He wants to grab our attention, and that is exactly what happened to the children of Israel at the Red Sea. Let's review for a moment. In Genesis, Joseph was sold by his brothers into slavery in Egypt. God raised him up, eventually bringing his family to Egypt to escape a famine. Over 400 years later, we find the children of Israel as slaves under the hand of Pharaoh. God then called Moses to bring them out of Egypt through 10 plagues. And after the last plague, which was the death of the firstborn, Pharaoh finally allowed Israel to go. As they prepared to leave, Exodus 13 verse 19 gives us an interesting footnote where it reads, "And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had certainly sworn to the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones away hence with you." Here, Moses remembered the words of Joseph. And as we shall see in a moment, this would have great importance. Moving ahead in the story, we find Israel trapped at the Red Sea with the Egyptian army closing in. God commanded Moses to stretch his staff over the Red Sea, and at that moment, the Red Sea split into two and created a dry path of safety for the children of Israel to cross. When the Egyptians pursued, Moses stretched his hand over the sea, which closed over the Egyptians, drowning them. This indeed was a miracle. Now, Psalm 114 verse 3 mentions this miracle, saying, "The sea saw it and fled." Now, this is where we see another great miracle connecting Joseph and the Red Sea. Now, the word fled is an interesting Hebrew word called vayanos. This is the same word used when Joseph fled as he was tempted by Potiphar's wife in Genesis 39. You see, Joseph knew what was at stake. As the old Puritan preacher said, Joseph may have left his coat, but he kept his character. He lived before the eyes of the Lord doing the right thing. The miracle here is that Joseph went against man's nature to sin because, as recognized later by Pharaoh, the Spirit of the Lord was in him. I believe that Joseph's obedience to God, as well as his prophetic desire to be buried in the land of his fathers, was connected to the parting of the Red Sea. You see, the parting of the Red Sea was a miracle in our eyes. That work is easy for the Lord to do. A miracle in God's eyes is when you honor the Lord, just like Joseph, who fled from temptation. There is actually a saying in the Jewish Talmud concerning this, where it says, "You should have heard the commotion in heaven when Joseph did what he did." In other words, a miracle in spiritual eyes is what God does in the heart of man. Joseph's obedience proved to be a blessing to Israel years later, so much that when the children of Israel came to the Red Sea with the coffin of Joseph, the sea fled, just like Joseph did. This was indeed a miracle. What should our response be to this connection? I pray we will be like the children of Israel in Exodus 14 verse 31, where it says, "And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses." I pray we can take these words to heart today and seeing this Hebrew word study, get a connection in our lives that we may follow him. By the way, if you'd like to hear this program again or any of our other archive programs, simply go to ibjm.org to see that. Thank you again. Have a great day. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.